Tom King back here at Marshfield Fieldhouse. We're getting set for the start of the third quarter here. Both teams are returning to the court. Marshfield will have the basketball to begin the third quarter. They lead by 8, 39-31. It'll be the starting five back out there, including Sean Wilson on the floor with three fouls. He's really the only player in foul trouble here tonight, at least so far. Marshfield inbounds it. Jeff Allison will bring it into the front court. Gives it off to Luke Zoiker. East is going to start man-to-man here. Dimka is on Ostroik. Now they get it down low in the post, out to Allison. There's Zoiker at the free throw line, drives in, hangs in the air, no but a foul. And it's going to go against the Lumberjacks, and Luke Zoiker is going to go to the line for two here. Bryce Taylor picks up his second foul. Zoiker is 6'5", and he's a rangy kid. He can drive down that lane, get a quick first step. But he leaves the free throw short. And he'll get another here. He got that one to go. One of two for Zoiker, and it's a 9-point game, 40-31. Marshfield going to set up a little trap here. Dimka will bring it ahead. Now Tigers fall back. Dimka hands it off, nearly handed it off to Taylor. Now gets it to Widmark. Rutkowski, they're looking down low for Wilson. Not there. Taylor's going to catch, shoot a three from out on top. That's off, no good. And Wilson couldn't go over the back. Marshfield pulls away the rebound. Tigers quickly ahead. Zoiker's pass, though, was intercepted by Widmark. Third turnover on the Tigers. Here comes East back the other way. They get it ahead to Taylor. Looks inside for Wilson. Not there. Skips it over to Rutkowski. Down in the corner to Dimka. Left corner, Dimka. Down to Wilson on the baseline. Back to Dimka. He shoots a three. He got it. Tanner Dimka for three. His first shot attempt of the game, and he drains it. 40-34, 6-point game. Ostroik slows it down and brings it into the front court. Gives it to Allison. Allison, Ostroik off a screen, drives in. No-look pass to the wing. Shot put up. That's an air ball, but the rebound comes right to Zoiker, and he puts it up and in. Keegan Fatton missed the shot. The rebound fell right at the feet of Zoiker, who put it back up and in. 42-30, Marshfield. Rutkowski to Bryce Taylor. Once again, they're trying to post up Wilson. He's got it on the baseline, kicks it out to Dimka. They swing it. Rutkowski to Taylor in the corner. He wants to go baseline. Leans in off the glass. No. Rebound kept alive by Wilson. Kicks it out to Rutkowski. He turns, fires a three, and got it! Wow! That was a sequence right there. Taylor drove in, falling away, missed the shot. Wilson kept the rebound alive without fouling. Got it out to Rutkowski, who turned in a circle, and then knocked down the three. It's a 5-point game, 42-37. Pass down low. They kick it back out. Zoiker going to operate, drive in, split two defenders, but they're going to get a foul before the shot. And Bryce Taylor picks up his third foul. I imagine East needs to go to the bench here now. Are they going to leave him in there? Now they're finally going to make a move. It's a long time, but now Trent Pate will come in. You had to get Taylor out of there with those three fouls. 5:52 to play here, third quarter. Coach Dimka was having a conversation with the official who teed him up earlier in this game. Now they pass it in the paint. Shot put up and in. That was too easy for Strigi. 44-37. Rutkowski to the front court. Allison's all over him. Now to Widmark. Nearly stolen away. Widmark's pass knocked away, but Pate will run it down. Trenton Pate's going to drive right to the hole. Lost the handle on it, but a foul. Non-shooting foul. East will inbound it here. Zoiker's going to pick up his second, actually his third, three fouls on Luke Zoiker. I had missed one there somewhere along the line, so he's got three. See what Coach Zoiker wants to do about that. Widmark takes the inbound pass. Zoiker's going to stay on the floor, at least right now, with those three fouls. Rutkowski's going to drive baseline, kicks it to Widmark. He was open on the baseline, now the ball knocked away. From behind, Marshfield with the steal, they want to attack. Boson, now he'll slow it down, give it to Zoiker. Here's a pull-up three. That's too hard. No good. Zoiker with the rebound. The putback, that's no good. And Widmark pulls away the rebound. East back the other way. Pate kicks it to the wing to Dimka. Nearly lost the handle on it. Pate gets it back. He's going to drive in, kicks it to Dimke in the corner for three. A little short, no good. Wilson kept it alive, but went over the back to foul. That was not a good foul right there. It was a tough way for Wilson to keep the rebound alive, and he had to go over the back to do it. That's four fouls on Sean Wilson. J.P. Lacy will get back on the floor for the Lumberjacks. Wilson will take a seat. 4:57 to play in the third. He's already got four fouls. You like the energy that Wilson brings to the floor, but he just can't stay out of foul trouble. Allison will bring it ahead into the front court. Slow things down for Marshfield. Now here comes the trap. Gets rid of it to Zoiker. He's doubled. Gives it back to Allison. Now they swing it. Down in the corner, Strigi launches a three. That's a little short, no good. Pate pulls on the rebound, but went down hard, and I don't know if he rolled his ankle or not. Marshfield came away with the ball. That's no good. The rebound putback, though, is up by Strigi. And we get a whistle. I think that Pate rolled his ankle, and, boy, that's not good for the Lumberjacks. He's going to gimpily walk off the court. As we get an official timeout while they check out Trent Pate, he's going to have to come out of the game. He is putting some weight on the foot, so that's good. He pulled down a rebound, came down. I think he landed on one of the other players' feet and twisted the ankle. Hopefully not seriously. Rutkowski into the front court, hands it to Dimke. 46-37. It's a nine-point advantage again. Rutkowski top of the key for three. Got it. Jaden Rutkowski with his third three of the night. Second here in the third quarter, 46-40, six-point game. Allison avoids the double team. Now tries to pass it to Zoiker in the top of the key. Puts up a shot, no good. Zhang Cheng in the game pulls down that rebound. Ahead to Rutkowski into the front court. Top of the key, Widmark. Now it's Dimke. Cheng picks up his dribble now, needs some help, gets it to Rutkowski. Free throw line, back to Widmark. He's going to drive. Hand it to Cheng. Picks up his dribble now. Needs some help. Now it's Lacy. He'll launch from out on top. In and out. No good. And Marshfield with the rebound. Now we get a whistle in the backcourt. What are we going to get? Widmark's going to pick up the foul. It's going to be the third foul on Widmark. So East running into some foul trouble here, and that's certainly something they don't need here tonight with a short bench anyway. Marshfield into the front court. They lead by six. 3:21 to play here in the third. They get it down to the corner to Strigi. Thought about the three. Knocks it back outside to Allison. Now nobody picked up Strigi at the bottom of the zone, and he got a layup. They did an alley-oop to Strigi, and East wants a timeout to talk about that. Zhang Cheng, not a lot of experience playing in that zone. He was playing on the bottom there and didn't get over in time to cover Strigi. We'll keep it right here. And they got an easy up and under for the hoop. It's 48-40. Marshfield by eight. Lumberjack basketball is brought to you in part by the Bone and Joint Center. Comprehensive orthopedic podiatry, spine, and sports medicine care with clinics in Wausau, Medford, and Merrill, or visit them online at bonejoint.net. Also by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. Trent Pate back in the game, so that's good to see. The ankle not rolled too badly, so it'll be Pate, Dimke, Lacy, Cheng, and Widmark on the floor right now. This is a combination you don't see too often for the Lumberjacks. Pate in the front court gives it to Cheng. He's got a much bigger player guarding him. Tanner Boson is on Cheng. They give it to Lacy, high post, back out at top to Dimke. Now it's Pate. Lumberjacks need a hoop here. They got to keep it close. Pate gets it back from Widmark. Now Cheng out on top, thought about the three. Now he'll launch. No, but a foul, and he's going to get three shots. Zhang Cheng got fouled by Boson out on top. The shot was short off the front of the rim, but Zhang Cheng will get three free throws here. That's the first foul on Tanner Boson. And it earns Cheng three foul shots. First one's on the way. It's up and in. Lumberjacks knocking down their free throws here tonight. They are 5 out of 5. 48-41, seven-point game. Second foul shot coming. He got it. One more. 48-42. Third foul shot coming for Cheng. That one rimmed out, no good. Marshfield with the rebound. Six-point game, 48-42 Tigers, 2:37 to play in the third. Allison with it, front court. High post. That's Zoiker, picked up his dribble now. Gets rid of it to Ostroich. Ostroich had 16 in the first half, hasn't scored yet here in the second. He's playing the zone again here. They get it to Zoiker at the elbow. He's doubled. Now backs out the dribble again. Ostroich with it. Pate coming out to play him. Now they get it to Zoiker. He and Zoiker play catch out on top. Ostroich back to Zoiker. Minute 56 to play in the quarter. Marshfield content to run some clock. Now here comes the double team. Zoiker doubled by Lacey. And Pate trying to get rid of it and finally does to Ostroich. Striege's open in the corner. They got to watch him. Zoiker drives, puts up a shot up and in over Widmark. Zoiker right down the lane that time and got the layup. 50-42. Patience shown by the Tigers right there, and they got a layup down the lane. Pate, step back. Three. No, long two. That's off the rim. No good. Rebound to Marshfield. Now we get a whistle, and a reach-in foul is going to be called, I believe, on Dimka. Andrew Dimka picks up the foul, his first non-shooting foul, but five team fouls on East and two here on Marshfield in the second half. Cheng comes out. Bryce Taylor comes back in with those three fouls. They don't want to let this one get out of hand here, so they're going to get those starters back in the game, even if they are in a bit of foul trouble. Ostroich's got something wet in the bottom of his shoe. Now here comes a double team on Boson. He gets rid of it to Allison. Now they get it back to Boson. Baseline, that's cut off. Might have dragged the pivot foot there. Now we get a whistle. Now Allison will travel with the ball. Fourth turnover on the Tigers, and East will get it back with a minute to play here in the quarter. They've been hovering around that 6-point, 8-point mark for quite a while now. I think they got it down to 5 at one point. Taylor to Dimka, left side free throw line extended. Backdoor alley-oop to Taylor, broken up nicely by Striege. East turns it over. That play was set up, but Striege smelled it and got back in time to knock that alley-oop pass away on the back door. 36 seconds to play in the quarter. Marshfield with it. Allison double, gets rid of it. Ostroich with it. Now Allison in the corner to Boson. Zoiker at the elbow, drives in. Shot put up, no. Gets his own rebound. There's four Lumberjacks around him, and Zoiker pulls away the rebound, puts it up and in. That just can't happen. He gets the putback of his own mitt, and there are three or four red jerseys there. Don't get the board. Widmark goes in, missed the shot, gets his own board, and he's fouled. Non-shooting foul, so East will inbound it with 10.9 seconds to play. Ostroich will pick up the foul. That's his first. And the Lumberjacks will inbound it here with 10.9 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Dimka will look to get it in. Still looking. Now they'll throw it all the way out on top to J.P. Lacey. Gives it to Taylor. Nearly stolen away. Taylor's going to drive. Hang in the air. No, but got fouled. He went down hard. I think two shots coming for Taylor. Yep. Allison picks up his first foul, and Bryce Taylor will go to the line for two free throws here with 6.7 seconds remaining in the third quarter. It's a 10-point Marshfield lead. First free throw on the way up and in. Taylor's got 6 points on the night. 52-43. Second foul shot coming for Bryce Taylor. He got them both. 52-44. Now a pass ahead to Boson. He wants to drive. Steps back, shoots, left that short. Taylor with the rebound, and that's how the third quarter will come to an end. Well, it was an 8-point lead at the end of the first half, and now it's an 8-point lead at the end of the third quarter. 52-44, back in a moment. You're listening to East Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjacks Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
You're so annoying.
You're so annoying.
Stop copying me. Mom, tell her to stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop talking me.
Kids will spend 10 minutes copying everything their sibling says.
You're such a doofus.
You're such a doofus.
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes, twice a day. I have the time.
Mom!
A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
We are
Bob. Lumberjacks have the basketball to begin the fourth quarter. Rutkowski back in the game. Wilson's back in there as well, playing with four fouls. They're trying to post him up down low. Gives it back to Rutkowski, drives baseline, not there all the way along the baseline. Now gives it to Taylor. Taylor's going to drive in the paint, lost the handle on it, got it back. Wild shot! No, but a foul. And Bryce Taylor will head back to the line for two more free throws here. That's four fouls on Luke Zoiker. So now they have to make a decision with him. Just beginning the fourth quarter, he's got four. First foul shot for Taylor, short, no good. Zoiker will take a seat with those fouls, and Jordan Schlinsaug gets in the game. Schlinsaug is a junior. Second foul shot coming for Taylor. That one he hits. One of two, and it's 52-45, a seven-point advantage for Marshfield. They'll walk it ahead. Oostrijk into the front court. Oostrijk had 16 points in the first half. Nothing so far here in the second. Actually, Zoiker is still out there. He's going to play with his four fouls. Thought they took him out, but he decided to keep him in. Now Oostrijk's going to drive in the paint, and they're going to get a foul. Oostrijk goes to the floor. Non-shooting foul against the Lumberjacks. Taylor picks up his fourth foul, and now he'll take a seat. Dimka quickly gets back into the game. Lewis Nass in the game for East as well. Pate's back in. It's Pate, Nass, Wilson, Rutkowski, and Dimka. They get it out inbound to Marshfield. Now they get it outside to Strigi. They swing it. Allison left wing. Allison out on top to Oostrijk. He's got Dimka on him. Oostrijk stepped back, didn't take the shot. Gives it off to Schlinsaug. Gets a screen. Now it's Oostrijk. He'll step back, shoot a three. In and out, no good. The rebound kept alive by Dimka, and then Rutkowski comes away with it. Here comes Deese back the other way. Rutkowski picks up his dribble. Dimka back to Rutkowski. Shoots over the top of a screen from Wilson. That's off. No good. Wilson, the rebound. Puts it up and in. Sean Wilson with his first points of the night on a putback basket. And it is a five-point game. 52-47 Marshfield. Allison in the front court with it. To Zoiker. Ball knocked away and off Zoiker. No, they're going to say it. Last touch by Dimka. Dimka and Rutkowski double-teamed Zoiker near the sideline. And last hat touched by the Lumberjacks out of bounds. So Marshfield inbounds it. Oostrijk has it. Now it's Allison. Pates all over him. He's still in the zone. They get it down on the corner to Schlinsaug. Here comes the double. Nass, and Rutkowski is able to pass out of it to Oostrijk. Ray outside, Strigi in the corner, bounce pass inside to Schlinsaug, puts up the shot. Nice move. Wilson couldn't foul, and Jordan Schlinsaug gets the hoop. 54-47, seven-point advantage once again for the Tigers. Rutkowski picks up his dribble now, needs some help, and we get a timeout called by the Lumberjacks. We'll take one as well back in a moment. You're listening to East Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. How do I choose a book? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual. If a book's really impressing me and the writing is really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is. Because the endings of books should rock you. I am a book person, and if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at the Marshfield Fieldhouse. 5:50 to play in regulation. Lumberjacks trailing by 7, 54-47, and they have the basketball. They get it inbounds to Rutkowski. Now it's Taylor. Picked up his dribble now to Dimka in the corner. Late getting it to him, or we'd have had an open three. Dimka down on the baseline to Widmark. Dimka gets it back. Double back to Widmark on the baseline. Looks. Steps back to the corner, out on top to Taylor. They swing it. Rutkowski for three. In and out, no good. Taylor, the rebound, put back, no. Got another rebound, goes out of bounds. Last touched by Marshfield, and East will keep it. So it will be Tanner Dimka to inbound it here. Get it in the corner to Taylor. Drives in, hangs in the air in the paint, puts up a shot, no, but a foul, and he'll head to the line for two. You heard Coach Dimka talk about that on the pregame show, that Bryce Taylor getting more aggressive, taking the ball to the basket. And he's earning trips to the line. Now he just has to knock down the free throws. Tonight he is 5 out of 6 from the line. Foul was called on Luke Zoiker, and he fouled out. That was 4. That was 5 on Zoiker. He is out. I didn't realize that. 5 fouls on Marshfield's, one of their big scorers, Luke Zoiker. He is done. Taylor hits the first foul shot. Well, they rolled the dice and kept him in there with 4 fouls. Taylor took it right at him and got the 5th on him, and Zoiker's done. Second foul shot for Taylor. He got them both. And it is a 5-point game once again, 54-49. So now it's going to be up to Ostroik and Strigi on the offensive end for the Tigers. Tanner Boson with it. Now back out on top to Ostroik. He's chasing on the top of that zone, trying to double the ball when they can. Allison gets double teamed. He gets rid of it to Ostroik. Now the overplay by Rutkowski near steal. Now they kick it back out, just playing keep away here. Content to clock. The clock is their friend. High post. Keegan Fassel. There's a shot put up by Allison. That's no good, but a big offensive rebound right there by Marshfield. Now pass inside to Boson, and they'll get a layup. The zone left Boson alone, and they found him with the basketball. And it's 56-49. That was a big hoop right there for the Tigers. East needs to almost score every time down the court. Now Widmark down low to Taylor. He got hacked. Non-shooting foul, but it will be the bonus situation for Bryce Taylor. He'll go to the line for a 1-1 here with 4:20 to play. Bryce Taylor back to the line. 7 out of 8 from the line tonight for Bryce. First one's on the way up and in. Reminder once again, still to come tonight, D.C. Everest and Wisconsin Rapids in boys basketball. Chris Conley will have the call from Rapids as the second half of our doubleheader. Taylor in and out, no good. That was halfway down and came out. 6-point game, 56-50 Marshfield. Allison in the front court. Crossover dribble down the lane. Nearly lost the handle on it. Ostroik kicked it to Strigi. Faked the three. Now gives it outside. Tanner Boson with it. Ball knocked loose. Chased down, though, by the Tigers. They get it back outside to Allison as we go under 4 minutes to play. Allison with Rutkowski all over him. Now picked up his dribble and traveled with the basketball. Good overplay by Trenton Pate right there, denying the pass. And Marshfield turns it over. Just the 5th turnover on the Tigers. East only has 4. We're going to get Adam Lennar in the game to give Widmark a quick rest. I would imagine that won't be for long. Dimka with it. Lennar out on top. Passes inside. Ball knocked away, and it's a turnover. And the Tigers have it. That's what happens. You put in a guy with not a lot of experience, you get a turnout of it. Boson charges down. Offensive foul, Tanner Boson. And Lennar earns that turnover back as he took the charge. Boson just ran him over. And East will have it. 3:28 to play. Down 6. 56-50. Rutkowski with it. In the front court. Hands it off to Bryce Taylor. Taylor wants to go baseline. Now spins. Out on top to Trent Pate. Gives it to Jaden Rutkowski. Rutkowski with Allison on him. Rutkowski goes baseline. They're going to call a foul on Allison. And that's going to send Rutkowski to the line for a bonus. 19 fouls. So the next one will be a double bonus. But he'll have a one and one here. First trip to the line for Rutkowski tonight. He has taken six shot attempts, all three-pointers. He's knocked down three of them, 50% from three-point range tonight, 50% from the game for the game. First foul shot is on the way. It's off the mark. Misses the front end of a one-and-one. Ouch. And here comes Marshfield back the other way. Oestreich with it. Lost the handle on it, just dribbled it away. Here comes Pate back the other way. Hangs in the air, ball stripped out of his hands. Goes out of bounds. East will keep it. Oestreich just took his eye off it, and the ball bounced away from him right into the hands of Trent Pate. So East will inbound it here with 2:57 to play, down six. Taylor gets it into Rutkowski. Widmark back in the game for East. Taylor, top of the key. He wants to drive in. Hangs in the air, lost the handle on it, gets it back. Tries to feed it to Widmark. Ball loose on the floor. Rutkowski in the backcourt comes right into the hands of Bosa, and he gets a layup. Holy cow. That ball bounced right into the hands of Tanner Boson off the diving for the loose ball. Bryce Taylor's asking why he didn't get fouled on the other end. He drove in and got hammered, and the official just shaking his head. Didn't see a thing. Ball came loose on the pass out to half court. Rutkowski dove for it, came right to Tanner Boson, and he got a layup on the other end. It's an 8-point game, 58-50. As was it Laurel or Hardy who said what a revolting turn of events that was? Because it certainly was for the Lumberjacks. And now it's an 8-point deficit with 2:38 to play. So it'll be Rutkowski, Taylor, Pate, Widmark, and Dimka out there for the Lumberjacks. They will have the basketball out of the timeout. Marshfield playing without Luke Zoiker, who fouled out with about 4 minutes to play, over 4 minutes to play, but they've been able to withhold the lead here, or keep the lead. They lead by eight. It's been six or eight for most of the second half. Rutkowski with it. Taylor. Taylor gets a screen. Dimka gets it on the pick and pop. Now it's out to Pate. He drives in, hangs in the air, shot, no, but they're going to call an offensive foul on Trent Pate. He left his feet and ran over. Who took the charge there? Jordan Schlinsog took the charge. Trenton Pate with his first foul on the offensive end. Trying to make something happen there, and Marshfield got there, got defensive position, and took the charge. 58-50. Tigers with the basketball. Allison double-teamed. Now they find underneath, and a shot put up and in by Streege. They broke the pressure that time. Streege got a layup, and now it's a 10-point game, 60-50. Marshfield putting it away like a good team will. Widmark with it, backs in, hangs in the air, off the glass, missed it, put back, no. Rebound comes all the way out to Rutkowski. Fakes, shoots a three, back bracket, no good. Rebound comes away to the Tigers. Back the other way they come. Bounce pass to the corner. Now out on top. Down to a minute 41 to play. Tigers are going to escape with this one, and they earned it. They did not let East get any closer than six here in the second half. Reach and foul called on the Lumberjacks. They're going to have to put Marshfield at the line now. So this final tally is going to be expanded by the Tigers if they make their free throws here. Foul was called on Tanner Dimka. That's his second. And it puts Jordan Schlinsog at the line. First one's up and in. 61-50. Second one is off, no good. Pate pulls away the rebound. So Rutkowski quickly into the front court. Picks up his dribble. Dimka. Now it's Pate. Looks for Widmark. Gives it to him down. Feeds Taylor underneath, puts it off the glass, up and in. And East quickly calls a timeout. Bryce Taylor gets the hoop. 61-52. It's a 9-point advantage for Marshfield with a minute 17 to play. We'll keep it right here. East basketball brought to you in part tonight by Glenray Radiators, where quality and service go hand in hand. Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. Also by the law firm of Mallory and Zimmerman, proud supporter of local high school sports, wishing all of the area athletes a successful season. Lumberjack boys back in action on Tuesday night, hosting Wisconsin Rapids. That'll be the third game of our triple header on Tuesday, following DC Everest girls and boys basketball against Merrill. Our next East broadcast is Monday night, as the East hockey team will welcome Northland Pines to Marathon Park. That's a makeup game, not on the regular schedule. We'll be on the air at 7 o'clock, and the puck drops at 7:15 on Monday night. So it will be Marshfield basketball with a minute 17 to play. Tigers leading by 9, 61-52. And they were able to hold this advantage with Luke Zoiker on the bench. He fouled out with over 4 minutes to play. Strigi and Ostroik, a couple of other seniors, picked up the slack on senior night. Now here comes the pressure, and now foul in the backcourt. Zhang Cheng in the game, and he commits the foul on Boson. Boson will go to the line for the Tigers. They put Cheng in to commit the foul, and will send Sean Wilson back in the game. So Tanner Boson at the line to shoot. 1-1, ninth team foul on East. The next one will be the double bonus. First one for Boson is off, no good. Rebound kept alive, and it went off of Wilson's foot out of bounds. It will be Marshfield basketball. So Boson misses the front end of a 1-1, but once again, an advantageous bounce for the Tigers as Wilson, battling for the rebound, had it go off his foot out of bounds. And now a foul by Rutkowski will send Marshfield back to the line. This time it's Slinshaw again. We'll go back to the line. First foul on Rutkowski, and it will be Jordan Slinshaw at the line to shoot two here in the double bonus. He hits the first one. He's got 4 points on the night. He'll get one more. 62-52, 10-point advantage. Second one coming. That's up and in as well. He got them both. 63-52, 11-point game. Rutkowski quickly into the front court. Gives it to Pate. Pate down low to Wilson. Wilson back to Pate. Gets a screen from Wilson. Pate down the lane. Puts up a shot. Yes, and a foul. Trenton Pate, a little floater in the lane, got the hoop, drew the foul, and he'll shoot, trying to convert the three-point play here. Zhang Cheng is going to check back into the game. Bryce Taylor is going to get in as well. Taylor, though, playing with four fouls. I don't know if you want him out there on the defensive end, but they'll let somebody else commit the foul. That's what Cheng is out there to do. Foul was called on Tanner Boson. That's his third. Pate's foul shot is up and in. He gets the three-point play. He's got 10 points on the night. 63-55. 8-point game. Pass to Allison. East needs to foul, and now Pate will foul Allison. Second foul on Trenton Pate. 48.5 seconds remaining. Well, you got a chance if Marshfield misses their free throws, but now they're going to get two in the double bonus. Jeff Allison has yet to score tonight. He hasn't been to the line. First one on the way, up and in. They are 4 out of 6 here in the fourth quarter, shooting free throws, trying to ice this one. 64-55, 9-point game. East has basically been trading points here with the Tigers for much of this second half. It was an 8-point game at halftime. It was an 8-point game at the end of the third quarter. Second foul shot for Allison. He got them both. 65-55, 10-point advantage once again. Pate quickly into the front court. He wants to operate. Kicks it outside. Taylor, step back three. No, a little short that time, and Marshfield with the rebound. Now the ball loose. Taylor comes away with it. It was poked away by Pate, and now a foul is going to be called on Oestreich. He's on the floor more than any player I've ever seen, and now he's slow to get up. Oestreich picks up his second foul, and Bryce Taylor is back at the line to shoot two, but the Lumberjacks running out of time here. 32.4 seconds remaining. They got the turnover. Seventh turnover of the game on the Tigers. But it's going to be too little too late, I'm afraid. Taylor's first foul shot is up and in. 65-56. Second foul shot coming for Taylor. Rutkowski and Cheng get back in the game for the Lumberjacks. East playing tonight without the 6'11 Dylan Hamlin, out with a concussion. Second foul shot up and in for Taylor. Now they inbound it, and Cheng will commit the foul, and Marshall will go back to the line with 31 seconds to play. And it will be Tanner Boson at the line again to shoot two in the double bonus. First one's on the way. It's up and in. East basketball brought to you in part by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, supporting Lumberjack sports. Wilson checks back in. Widmark back in as well. Second foul shot for Boson. He got them both. 67-57, 10-point advantage once again. Pate into the front court. Taylor down in the corner to Dimka. Skip pass cross court to Widmark. Catch and shoot three from the corner. A little bit long, no good. Taylor with the putback, and that's no good. And Marshfield with the rebound. Tigers are going to walk it in, and I think East is just going to let them run out the clock here as we go under 10 seconds, and that's going to do it. And the Tigers hold off the Lumberjacks here tonight by 10 points, 67-57. And that's how it wraps up. We'll take a timeout, come back, recap all of the scoring, and get you set for Everest Boys basketball. They're on the way next. You're listening to East Hoops on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, Intercity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. Intercity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the Intercity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
My dad came to live with us last month, and you know, it's going pretty well.
I feel like I never have time for myself.
With him being around more, it really lets us catch up on things.
His memory isn't what it used to be.
We get up and we have coffee.
He usually wakes up at 4:30.
Then we go for a walk.
He needs lots of my attention.
I do need to keep an eye on his medications, though. That's important.
Sometimes I feel like a pharmacist.
I'd say John and the kids are adjusting pretty well.
They honestly have no idea what I'm going through.
It can be a little challenging.
Help.
But so far, so good.
I could really use just a little help.
For those dealing with the daily struggles of caring for a loved one, we hear you. That's why AARP created a community with experts and other caregivers for advice, tips, and support. Together, let's help each other better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, America. We need to have a little talk. We've got more food in our country than we know what to do with. Food at the grocery store and food in the vending machines, fast food, health food, and seafood. We've got so much food that anything people don't buy, we just throw out. Yet 17 million kids in America struggle with hunger. That ain't right. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Yeah, I made that up. It's kind of catchy. Hello, people. This isn't rocket science. We could solve hunger today. To start, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help.
To help solve hunger in central Wisconsin, contact Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin or visit feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at Marshfield Fieldhouse, where the Tigers hold off the Lumberjacks here tonight by a score of 67-57. Let's recap the scoring, first of all, for the Tigers. Alex Strege has been a big thorn in the side for the Lumberjacks in both games this year. Tonight he had 19, 11 in the first half. Also in double figures for the Tigers, Luke Zoiker had 16 before fouling out with over 4 minutes to play. Matt Oestreich also with 16, all of those coming in the first half. 9 points for Tanner Boson, 2 for Jeff Allison, 5 for Jordan Slingsog. Marshfield was 23 of 50 from the field, 14 of 20 from the line, and they turned the ball over 7 times. For the Lumberjacks, they were led by Bryce Taylor. He had 15. Also in double figures for East, Bryce Widmark had 12, all of those coming in the first half. Trenton Pate finished with 10. 9 points for Jaden Rutkowski, 4 for J.P. Lacey, 2 for Zhang Cheng, 2 for Sean Wilson, and 3 for Tanner Dimka. Lumberjacks 18 of 44 from the field, 15 of 18 from the line, so they shot free throws all right tonight. Just didn't knock down enough shots when they needed to. It was basically an 8-point game for most of the second half. East was down by 2 at the end of the first quarter. They were down by 8 at halftime. They were down by 8 at the end of the third quarter, and they finished the game down by 10, 67-57. With the win, Marshfield goes to 8-2 in the conference and 13-5 overall. And with the loss, the Lumberjacks drop to 3-6 in the conference, 9-7 overall. And as we said, East is back in action Tuesday night when they will host Wisconsin Rapids at the East Gym. Coming up, it's D.C. Everest boys basketball next. They take on Wisconsin Rapids. Chris Conley will have the call in just a moment. I'd like to thank all of our sponsors once again. Thanks to Spencer, our engineer tonight, and thank you for listening. This is Tom King, your final score once again from Marshfield. The Tigers 67, the Lumberjacks 57. You've been listening to East Basketball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
You've been listening to Wausau East Basketball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. East Basketball is brought to you by Brainerd Funeral Home, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Glen Ray Radiators, CoVantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, DeVorney Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Cloverbelt Credit Union, Coons Hearing Center, Intercity State Bank, Marshfield Clinic, The Hearing House, and Young's Pharmacy. The preceding has been a sports presentation of Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communication.